Hello, this is Julie Jordan Scott with 5 Minutes of Writing Magic. Today, I am writing about that mindset shift that happens when we move from I'm a bother to I'm a blessing. On the blog at Creative Life Midwife, there is a writing prompt for you based on Diane Ackerman's poem, You Will Think This a Dream. It took me longer to get started than I am used to it taking. I was settling in, diligently checking things off my massive to-do list, not wanting to be bothered with, and here in the midst of my rather mindless writing, that parenthesis of flame from my inner narrative rings out loud and clear. I don't want to be a bother, so I don't ask for what I want. Don't allow the person I don't ask to show me how much he or she or they actually care and want to actually do whatever it is I am not bothering to ask them. Not so ironically, this is another of my deeply buried and believed to the soles of my feet and the soul of my heart. My existence is a bother, and certainly the pressure of my request or interruption in someone's life is just that unbearable. So instead, I just don't, I won't, I can't, and that has become that. Concrete barriers that actually do have the capacity to crush me, like the incredible shrinking wall scene that we see about annually on most daytime soap operas, that is what my thought and belief becomes, a concrete barrier. Wait, I've only been writing for 4 minutes. This is completely unpleasant. Well, what if I wasn't a bother? My eye is now twitching. Why am I doing this again? Oh yes, to shift in my belief. The timer goes off and I give myself another minute to write. If I didn't believe my existence was a bother, I might not be so fearful when asking for help. My existence is a blessing. My existence is a blessing. My existence is a blessing. When I believe my existence is a blessing, like I was just told this morning, making requests becomes a gift. Following through becomes restorative for all of us, and peace becomes a river that has found a way. This instantly shifted from completely unpleasant to becoming a soft blanket and pillow, a reassuring smile and a thoughtful hug. A 5-minute miracle that is allowing me to use the new mantra. My existence is a blessing, and I may begin to use it more than the old, unconscious, destructive thought. I am not a bother. My existence is a blessing. My aim today with this writing and all of this writing on the 5-minute miracle, 5-minute magic, is to inspire you to explore the power of reframing your personal narrative in order to simply feel better in general and to lead a more satisfying and productive life. Please join me and take 5 minutes to write with the writing prompt that you will find at creativelifemidwife.com. Thank you, as always, for listening.